short for three more.
Yes, sir.
Get your tickets now for as low as $25 on FightingIllini.com or call 866-ILLINI1.
It's the perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness. Join by January 15th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join by January 15th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See Club for details.
Greenville University provides a Christ-centered education and equips students with the skills and knowledge needed to not just succeed in the marketplace, but also to serve our communities. Over the last 3 years, Greenville University pre-med students have a 100% acceptance rate in a medical school. At Greenville, 100% of students receive financial aid, including the Panther Preferred Scholarship that is awarded to 100 students for character, service, and perseverance. With a 14-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio, you will get the attention you deserve. Go to greenville.edu to learn more.
An incredible baseball night in St. Louis is coming up. It's an evening with the Cardinals, a night to benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. It features Cardinals Hall of Famers, Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, and for select sponsorships, John Mozeliak. A dinner, auction, Q&A, all to fight childhood cancer. To learn more, to purchase tickets, just head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. January 26th, St. Louis Union Station Hotel. We hope to see you there.
This is Hannah Yates, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week. Vote on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com starting on Monday through Thursday of the week. The following Monday, the winner will be announced and the winning athlete's featured story will be revealed. Voting will then start over again Monday through Thursday, so make sure you vote early and often for your favorite Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week on 590thefan.com.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Kevin and Dave here from Antality here in St. Louis. Clients that have been on treatment a short period of time tell me what a game changer it is because they can't boost their testosterone on their own by changing lifestyle enough.
No, you would have to make drastic changes to get even half of the difference that we're going to make when we start treating these guys within the first month.
I think every guy should be able to afford testosterone treatment, and the fact that we accept insurance makes it within reach for every guy. To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
Penyon's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
Huh. So join his car.
Too late. We already had a winner at the beginning of the show. We had a Ma winner.
Juvenile delinquents. That's why you're here. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 7th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank and a great sponsor and a great supporter of the show. And the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 o'clock. I have some brand new beginning of the year news for you about a certificate of deposit and a wedding loan for those thinking of getting married from First Community Credit Union. So stick around. I'll tell you more about it after this.
Hey!
At the control board, the man born in America. And started to speak and decided he didn't like the way he sounded, so he went to Great Britain to change the way that he talks, and it worked. 10 of the years he was there, he lived in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is the one, the only, Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone, and a special shout-out to Randy Wilkinson. Thank you very much for the T-shirts.
That's right, the T-shirts. We really appreciate them. He's in the studio. He's not on the road. Maybe he was low on gas. Maybe he's run out of places to go. I don't know. But for whatever reason, he got up and he didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, former assistant manager of Sambo's restaurant, Dan Levi Strauss, is in the house. Dan, say hi to your sponsor. Hold on. In the house. Nothing was there. In the house. And I heard nothing. Let's do it again. Edit it out. Just edit. No matter whose fault it was. Edit it. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
Oh, I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. Are you concerned about the current market fluctuation?
I am.
No.
All you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. And they'll review your investment strategy. How about that?
Ooh.
Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Happy birthday to my mom from Saturday. It was her birthday on Saturday.
You know, a long time ago, many, many years ago, I was in Denny's. And it was late at night. I ordered something, and it just didn't come out right. And I said, what's going on here? I said, I want to talk to the cook. And they bring a guy out, his name, they just said, this is Tim. You may want to talk to him. Little did I know, years later, that former night cook at Denny's would be the guy I'm about to introduce. He went on to be a door-to-door knife salesman. He went on from there to be a Busch Stadium beer vendor and a roller skating rink disc jockey. And now he's a newsman, a news director, and he's head of the research department. He's the head of the digital clock resetting department. He's an author, and I think that's it. Oh, wait, no. He's also a private investigator. How can one man do it? Say hello, Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Frank. And even if you don't need a private investigator, I can show you how to do the limbo. I can show you some scissors that'll cut through copper. I can show you how to self-pour a beer. And I can show you how to make a moons over my hammy.
Nice.
You know, I see. That was actually a... I actually seem to remember that. They had moons over my hammy.
Yeah, it's
sourdough.
Thing.
It's sourdough bread. It's got American cheese on one, sliced cheese on the other, and it's ham and eggs over well.
Nice.
Served with hash browns. It goes right to your
delicious.
Heart. It clogs your heart immediately.
Thank you.
It's not a sausage link.
If you'd like info on any of that, just email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He loves his job. You can hear it in his voice. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
And Rat Boy didn't hear all of the moons over my hammy. What, you wanted to know if there's what on it?
Cheese.
Was there cheese on it?
Two kinds.
You just two kinds, Rat Boy. Two kinds of cheese.
Cheese.
He's happy now. Yeah. Two kinds. Say it twice. Two kinds.
Cheese.
There you go. Oh my goodness! How about it for the greatest polka orchestra this side of Germany or Austria or wherever? Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you, thank you everybody, we're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I got a couple of updates for you. They are now, this just in, offering a 19-month certificate of deposit for 3.04% APY, which is a great rate. Now, the reason I say certificate of deposit and not CD is the last time I said CD, a couple of FM DJs went in there and said, hey, we want that CD by that group, 19-month. No, it's 19-month certificate of deposit, and it is a great rate. Limited time offer. Get them, as they say, while they're hot. Also, First Community Credit Union is running a wedding loan promotion. The wedding loan is going to be offered at rates as low as 4.99%. Now, this may seem like a very specific targeted demographic, but you never know who might be looking for a loan to get married, and they're promoting it as an alternative to high-interest credit cards. Because a lot of people, when they get married, they put it on credit cards. And the average wedding, we talked about this in this country, is $35,000. Don't charge it on a credit card or even a big chunk of it. Talk to the folks at First Community Credit Union about their wedding loan. I don't know too many other places that do a wedding loan. I also don't know too many other banking facilities that love motorcycles and boats, but First Community does. First Community Credit Union. Ask about the 19-month certificate of deposit, 3.04 APY, or the wedding loan at 4.99%. Over 40 locations. A great place to bank and the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo,
yes, he
Toronto,
has.
Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
But today he's here to take us somewhere. And he's here courtesy of Window World. Yeah. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. That's a big statement, and it's true. And the number two window isn't even close. The preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and of Paul. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up, if you would, please, for Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't want to interrupt your commercial there, but I actually opened up an account at First Community Credit Union today, this afternoon.
It's called Team Player.
There you
Thank
go.
You. Good for you.
Yeah, they were very nice. I'm going to talk today about the Wisconsin Dells. Has anyone been to the Wisconsin Dells?
I have not.
One time.
Oh, okay.
But the wrong time of year. I went in the winter. You don't want to go in the winter.
I went with a farmer one time.
Oh, my goodness. So it was just you and the farmer in the dell?
Yeah.
I think he says that stuff on purpose to get the music.
I think
that's his favorite song.
I think that's what he does. So actually, Frank, it's interesting you mentioned that. Now, the Wisconsin Dells, you can actually go in the winter and there are things to do because, first of all, the Wisconsin Dells, for people who don't know, it's sort of known as the water park capital of the world. It's a very family-friendly destination, so if you are looking for a place to go with the kids, grandkids, whatever, this is a really great place, not too far from St. Louis. It's not a, you know, four-hour drive, but it's not terribly far. Camping, there are resorts, hotels, of course. And before I give you some specifics about the amount of water that they use in this place or in this town, they actually have indoor water parks now as well. And they've got quite a few of them. So you could go, in theory, be up in Wisconsin, freezing cold, 10 degrees outside. But inside all these places, people are in their bathing suits, having fun, running around in all these indoor water parks. So it's something to consider. But yeah, so spring and summer clearly are the times to go. It's been ranked as one of the top five most affordable spring break destinations in the Midwest, according to the folks at TripAdvisor. And
do they get a lot of college spring breakers like Panama City or something?
No,
they wouldn't because it's too cold.
No, because it's more of a family-friendly destination, I would say. So if you go there, you're taking kids, you're taking the grandkids. And it's I actually know a guy, he might even be listening, he actually went there for his honeymoon. He and his wife went there to go and hang out, and so it's a fun place to go. 16 million gallons of water. At over 200 different water slides, all throughout the Wisconsin Dells. The biggest one is called Noah's Ark Water Park. It's 70 acres. It's huge. 3 miles worth of water slides at this place. They also have, now, the incident that happened down in Branson really put a black eye on this business, but the ducks. So remember the ducks, the incident had down there?
Oh.
They have them in the Wisconsin Dells. I think 2 years ago I was there, and rode one of these things, and no problems. It was a lot of fun. So I think you'd enjoy it if you went there. They have a show called the Tommy Bartlett Show. So this is a ski show. And if you're going to do anything while you're there, go and see this performance. It is unbelievable. So these people there, they're stunt artists. I don't know. I guess you would call it the acrobatics. It's open May through September. And essentially what they'll do is they have a handful of things they'll do. So first of all, they have people who will get on these skis. They have these water jet propelled deals. So they're 30 feet in the air on the water.
I've seen it. I love these things.
Oh my goodness.
I love these things. It's like a jetpack.
Oh, yes. Those are cool.
Yes. Yeah. And so they're spinning around and doing flips and some, there's one guy that does it and he's actually sitting on a chair. 30 feet up in the air doing stuff. It's unbelievable.
Well, then if you think you can do it, you're wrong.
You're absolutely, yeah, you're right. Yeah. And so, and then they have these groups of skiers. So to see 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 different people all holding hands together on skis, you know, being pulled behind a boat doing stuff. It's insane to see. I don't know where you used to be able
to see this every weekend, Lake of the Ozarks.
Okay.
A couple of decades ago, every Sunday, there was a huge water show at Lake of the Ozarks before it got so busy and all right. the boat traffic, and they had ramps and just what you're talking about. They'd have 15 skiers all holding hands and stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
That was a regular event at Lake of the Ozarks until it wasn't.
It's incredible to see it. I don't know how you practice for that. I don't know what the training must be to be able to do that, but it's pretty neat. And if you want, you go on YouTube and watch some of those. It's called the Tommy Bartlett Show. And the last thing I'll just mention, so they do a boat tour, which was really sort of my favorite thing, because the Wisconsin Dells, once you get outside of sort of that strip area with all the amusement parks and water slides, this and that, it's really beautiful. And so a lot of nature to check out, and you can take a 1 or 2 hour open boat ride, I guess you'd call it. I don't know what you'd call it. It's a double-decker boat, and so you can sit on top or inside and just kind of soak in the nature, and they dock at a couple of different places. You can get out and kind of hike around, and so it's a lot of fun. So check it out.
Can we go back for a second to this friend of yours who took his wife for their honeymoon a water park?
Wow. Well, and they're still married?
Mr. Romance.
Yes.
Wow. What, they went to like Raging Rivers or something?
No, they went to Wisconsin. What have I been talking about for the last 5 minutes?
He doesn't pay attention to your segment.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the one up in Wisconsin, but it was just like, you know, like a water park just up in Wisconsin.
But they have a bunch of, it's not one water park. There's tons and tons and tons of water parks in this place.
Still, if somebody asked the girl when she gets home, maybe she's on your honeymoon, Jimmy took me to the greatest water parks on our honeymoon.
Maybe they have the best jets in the pool.
Maybe she was.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Talk after the show. Jets to lean up.
Explain.
To lean up against them and, you know, just kind of massage yourself. Oh.
For
your
lumbar
back
support.
And stuff.
For lumbar support, right.
Yeah.
I just got a text message from him. He said it was her idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
It was her idea.
Maybe she's part of
it. It's her idea. That's what you go with.
That's right. Yeah. And you know what? He's married and I'm not. So who am I to argue?
Maybe she's, true.
Maybe she's half
porpoise. Good point.
What's that?
I said maybe she's half porpoise.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what a porpoise is?
No.
Oh, my God. That's because you don't know what a porpoise is.
I know what a porpoise is. A porpoise.
You can't even say it, much less spell
it. I'm trying not to laugh.
Have a porpoise when you're going to say something.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Have a porpoise on rye. Some tartar sauce.
I didn't get the porpoise of that joke.
Oh, my God.
Let me just exit out of here if I can, please, before this goes any further. That's it. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
It's a small tooth Bill. Whale, you brilliant.
I know what a porpoise is. It's just a crap joke.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and Dan snorted during the Window World.
I did.
The Window World mention. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Who in the room knew that yesterday, nationally or maybe internationally, was Dating Sunday? Did you know this?
No.
It was like international dating. This was the day.
You date your
yesterday.
Son? That seems pretty gross.
Ooh.
No.
God, that's worse than my porpoise joke.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that was crap.
It's when anybody like Limey or Tim, if you're single, you're all supposed to get on the dating sites and start actively looking for somebody yesterday. Why?
Because it's a new year, probably.
I guess maybe they think, well, everybody will be on there and the pickings will be not as slim. I don't know. Who knows? I always sometimes wonder if I were single, would I use a dating thing, a site?
Yeah, you
probably would, but I don't know. Here's the problem. The question is not would you use one, it's which one. Because are there 50 of these things? I don't know.
There's quite a few.
Single porpoise.
You know what I do? I go to farmers.com. Farmers.com.
You're not a farmer, though.
Yeah, you're not
a
farmer.
I don't care. I would meet a woman who knows how to cook biscuits and country breakfast.
But she'd be looking for a farmer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, you have to be a farmer to then go on to
farmer.com. You know what? At this age, I could say I'm a retired farmer. I used to be a farmer, and I retired. Cook me some biscuits.
Pick her up in a tractor.
Yeah, I could do that. Imagine
that, a guy who lies on a dating app site.
Yeah,
right. I don't know, guys do that.
Get in there and cook me some biscuits, cornbread.
Why don't you go porpoise? You never go back.
Now, see, that doesn't even work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
This next thing I have, though, ties right into what you're doing. I don't know if you saw this on TV. I actually saw the picture of this thing and the video and the owner the biggest high bidder who bought it, 612-pound bluefin tuna.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It sold for $3 million to an Asian restaurant owner.
Wow.
Now look, here's my question. Yeah, but is it enough tuna to recoup $3 million? How do you make your money back, and what do you get out of spending? Where's the return on the $3 million? You have to charge a fortune for tuna salad or a tuna sandwich. I actually spoke with this guy this morning by satellite.
Whoa, really?
Oh, wow. Asian owner. And I asked him, I said, you'll hear me ask him, I'll roll the audio. Mr. Wong, you've paid $3 million for one tuna. Now, granted, it's 612 pounds. How in the world can you possibly, how can that be worth that kind of investment? Thank you. Right, that was the actual part of the interview. What he said was, because I speak fluent Chinese, was he's going to charge a fortune for every tuna salad, every sandwich, because these people will have the privilege of eating part of the only 600-pound tuna probably they'll ever get a chance to eat again. Yeah. So I guess that's his thinking.
Also, apparently it's an endangered species, so that's probably why they had to pay so much. But then if it's endangered, isn't it protected from being hunted?
Aren't you being bad for not letting it go if it's endangered? You should have caught it and let it go. Catch and release. I saw the video, I guess it was yesterday, maybe it was Saturday, this manicurist, this woman goes in for manicure, and the manicure is $35, and she says, I left my money in the car. She runs out to the car and starts the car and starts driving away. The owner of the manicure shop bolts out of the little manicure place after her and ends up getting run over and killed by this woman. Folks, it is never worth going after somebody who's obviously nuts or a criminal for $35. I saw that and I thought, what a sad waste of a life to go after for $35. She ran right over. The woman in the car just ran her down when she was trying to stop her. $35. So think about it before you do it again. Now, Ray Donovan, I don't know. I know that Dan Buffa talks a lot about Ray Donovan. I watch Ray Donovan. It's on Showtime. And I don't know how many of you do, but here's something very interesting to me. Ray Donovan, for the whole series up until the last few episodes, has driven a Mercedes CLS 550. It's a smoking hot, sexy, bad-looking, good-looking car, and that was Ray's car. In fact, it was that show that made me actually want to go and just look at one, just to see one at a dealership. The Mercedes CLS 550. Didn't buy it, but I got to see it. Now, all of a sudden, Ray Donovan drives a Cadillac. He drives a Cadillac CT6. It is also black and one sexy, cool, mean, neat car. Now, I watched a looked a little deeper while I was watching, and they had the bad guy in the last episode driving a Ford truck. Here's what I think has happened. This is called product placement. And a lot of you who go to movies or watch TV shows don't realize this is a tremendous revenue stream for the movies, either TV shows or movies. A product, a company will come, a Coca-Cola, a Pepsi, and go, hey, if you'll have the star drinking Cokes every time he goes into a bar, that's his favorite drink is a Coke, we'll pay you $86 million. I think General Motors approached Ray Donovan's producers and said, get rid of the Mercedes. I don't know what they're paying you. We'll pay you a whole lot more. And you put him in a Cadillac. Not only that, you put the other sort of white hat good guys in GM cars like Camaros, and you put every bad guy in a Ford. You don't think that stuff happens? It absolutely happens. And it was one thing to watch him switch from a Mercedes to a Cadillac, and I thought, boom, GM, man. They wrote a big check to get that. But when I saw the worst guy on last night's episode was driving a Ford truck, I thought, double whammy. They actually paid for them to put the bad guys in Fords. Pretty clever, I think. If you've got the money to do it, do it. It happens all the time in the movies.
The storyline, though, was Susan Sarandon provided him with an apartment and with a car and with money, and
yes.
then she fired him. So wouldn't that be a reason why he switched cars? Because she took her car back.
No, that's the car she gave him, and he stayed with it, the Cadillac. He used to only drive the Mercedes. Now, for the last, like, 5-6 episodes, he's in that Cadillac. Oh, okay. It was temporarily her car to let him have, but they kept him in it. Mm. And maybe that's the way they justified it in the story. But watch, folks, TV shows and movies and watch for product placement. When you see the star in a TV show and you see them walk out and get in a Suburban, It's not an accident. It's not just because, well, let's do the Suburban. General Motors, Chevy Division paid for that car to be one of the stars of the show. It's just another way to make money. And I got nothing against it. I think it's smart marketing and smart business. Now, I do not understand autographs. You know, I read a couple of reviews of the Golden Globes, and I read some little posts where people, oh my God, I can't believe it. I got somebody's autograph. I have never understood autographs. Does anybody here ever get, I have never asked for an autograph, and I'm going to tell you, I've probably met 100 famous people. Never. It's nothing. It means nothing. That person that gave you the autograph an hour later wouldn't know who you are. Yet, people that get them act like, oh, look who I'm good friends with. Leonardo DiCaprio gave me his autograph. I don't get it. What am I missing? It's not worth anything either, by the way.
People think that you're good friends with them, or people are acting like they're good friends.
So it just means that you were in close proximity with them. You were within 2 feet of them. So what?
It's no different than a photo, though. They're not going to remember taking a photo with you either. It's just a memento of the occasion that you met them.
I know. And I know I'm the weird one, but I don't get that either. So when you go to somebody and go, hey, look, here's a picture of me standing next to Johnny Depp. Okay, so what?
I have Wayne Gretzky's autograph, Brett Hall. I have Stan Musial. I have...
Well, you're a big hockey fan.
Yeah.
And a sports fan. And
they can add value to sports memorabilia, I can tell you that.
If they add value to comics and stuff like that as well. I got a couple of...
you know what they say, though? If you get an autograph, don't have it made out to you.
Right. Oh, that's exactly
like,
right.
To Dan from Stan Musial.
Yeah.
Then it becomes worth a whole lot less. Just get the autograph, not to you, because if somebody wants to buy it... What does it mean that it says to Dan from Wayne Gretzky? So there's a tip. If you get an autograph, just get the autograph. Don't have them make it out to you. But most people do that. Put to Janice on there. That way it makes people know that I was actually here in your presence. Let's see. What else? Oh, you know who Benjamin Crump is?
Mm-mm. Name sounds
familiar. He's the Gloria Allred for black people. He's the attorney who jumps in and gets on TV, and he defends every black person that thinks they've been done wrong or that's been racist or whatever. Benjamin Crump day before yesterday on TV when he was speaking in behalf of, I think he was representing that little seven-year-old girl's family in Texas that was shot in that car. Car pulls up, shoots in the car, kills a seven-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I might add, many in the black community were going insane, crying racism, including the girl's mother. A white person shot. Well, guess what? No, it turns out a black person shot in the car and killed that girl, not a white person. But Benjamin Crump comes up. Oh, I know what he was talking about. He was talking about the black girl who's been accused of cheating. She retook her SATs, and her score increased by over 300 points. And they say that's almost impossible. So she's been accused of cheating. And Benjamin Crump, attorney at law, well-educated, said this. Well, she had did everything right. Folks, how do you get through law school? She had did everything right. Benjamin Crump, attorney at law. And that's they're also screaming racism about that they're accusing her of cheating. We got to learn to slow down, step back, and wait till all the facts are in, just like the little girl that got shot. They were up in arms, white race. And the interesting thing to me is that now that they know it was a black guy who shot into that car and killed that girl, there doesn't seem to be anywhere near the outcry and the people banding together. We've got to put a stop to this. Put a stop to it anyway. Who cares if it's white? Little seven-year-old girl died. But for some reason, unless I'm crazy, the black-on-black thing, they don't get quite as upset about that. You should. It's still a death of an innocent kid, 7 years old. How are we doing on time? Got just a little bit of time to do... This baffles me. Weight Watchers now wants to be known as WW. Last September, they actually made the announcement. They're no longer Weight Watchers. They're WW.
Why? Now,
I don't know. They say, I don't know. Their business is way up. It's way up this first part of the last quarter of last year because of Oprah Winfrey. I don't get this. Oprah Winfrey is fat. She's still fat over a year after she gets involved and buys part of Weight Watchers, yet their business had just jumped up in the last quarter like 20% because of Oprah. What is it that women see, and I say women because 90% of Weight Watchers customers are women. What do they see in Oprah that they go, yeah, I want to look like that? She's still very heavy. I don't get it. It's like they're so blind and they're blindly following Oprah and they don't even see that she's lost any weight at all.
She actually gets the meals. She gets the meals. She just eats three of them at one time.
Oh my goodness.
Well, she's not doing something right.
I know.
She's not doing something right. She's not doing something right. And real quickly, this one, Bob Einstein, a Super Dave Osborne who died. I'm sorry the guy's dead at 76. But is this an overstatement of the comedy genius of Super Dave Osborne? Here's what it says in the opening paragraph of this article on him. If a light goes out with the passing of a person who brings joy and laughter to the world, then the death of Bob Einstein is a solar eclipse.
What?
Woo! I didn't realize he was that funny. Now we're in a solar eclipse. There's such a darkness in comedy because Super Dave died. Woo! Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy stumbles into a hospital emergency room, and he's hardly even conscious. He has two black eyes. He has bruises all over his body. There's an actual dent in his head, an obvious concussion, and a 5-iron, which is a golf club, for those of you who don't play golf, wrapped around his throat, and he collapses and passes out in the emergency room. 3 days later, he comes to. He wakes up. and there's a doctor standing next to him in the bed. He says, "Hey, pal, you were in pretty bad shape when you crawled in here. You got 3 concussions. You're lucky you're not blind. Your eyes are black and beaten up and all full of blood, and you got bruises everywhere. You had a 5 iron around your throat. It's a miracle you didn't, choke to death. What the heck happened to you?" The guy says, "Well, I was playing golf with my wife, and we both sliced our balls into a field, and there were cows in the field, and I'm over there and I'm looking for our balls, and I find one of the balls stuck in a cow's butt. And I yelled over to my wife and I said, 'Hey, honey, this looks like yours. That's the last thing I remember.'"
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Pizza Hut. Accident northbound 170 near Natural Bridge has the right lane blocked. Eastbound 70 lines up between O'Fallon Park and the Poplar. Volume westbound 70 from 170 through St. Charles Rock Road. Your jam westbound 64 Jefferson all the way to Big Bend. Westbound 44 stacks up Kings Highway to Shrewsbury. Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online. That's 50% off your favorites like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
An incredible baseball night in St. Louis is coming up. It's an evening with the Cardinals, a night to benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. It features Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, and for select sponsorships, John Mozeliak. A dinner, auction, Q&A, all to fight childhood cancer. To learn more, to purchase tickets, just head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. January 26th, St. Louis Union Station Hotel. We hope to see you there.
This is Hannah Yates, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week. Vote on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com starting on Monday through Thursday of the week. The following Monday, the winner will be announced and the winning athlete's featured story will be revealed. Voting will then start over again Monday through Thursday, so make sure you vote early and often for your favorite Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week on 590thefan.com.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Kevin and Dave here for Mentality here in St. Louis. Clients that have been on treatment a short period of time tell me what a game changer it is because they can't boost their testosterone on their own by changing lifestyle enough.
No, you would have to make drastic changes to get even half of the difference that we're going to make when we start treating these guys within the first month.
I think every guy should be able to afford testosterone treatment, and the fact that we accept insurance makes it within reach for every guy. To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
I would imagine he'll have a thing or two to say about the Golden Globes telecast last night. He, of course, is Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas now. That's where he lives. But he's still brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and right next door, the Smokehouse Market. Closed today because they're closed only on Mondays. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Here's what I think you need to know. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. Okay? You need to know that. You need to know that gift cards are always a good idea, and they sell thousands every year. They're selling them. Well, they're selling them this week. They'll be selling them again tomorrow. You say, whoa, holidays are over. Doesn't matter. Anytime's a good time for a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
Hello.
got a broken leg and the flu. How about that, homie?
Oh.
Wow, you're tough.
No.
Did you get a flu shot?
Yeah.
So much for that.
No, but, you know, I still think flu shots are good. Instead of having it for 2 weeks, I think I'll probably only have it for like 3 or 4 days.
Okay, we can disagree. Well, we'll disagree on that. Did you watch the horrible, boring Golden Globes?
I'll get to it in a second. Let me give you a pop quiz question so you can think about it. This week's pop quiz theme is name the name of the star who has the most expensive home. Based on last year's registered Maine residence. Today, is it Gwyneth Paltrow? Miley Cyrus? Reese Witherspoon? Rihanna? So regarding the Golden Globes, I just want to start off by saying I don't want my dentist, my grocer, my cleaner, my mechanic preaching politics to me, no matter which way they're leaning, and I certainly don't want to hear from a bunch of overpaid actors preaching to me about politics. I was absolutely shocked, other than Christian Bale, at least that was left out of it. But it was boring. The hosts were just like Melba Toast.
Oh.
I didn't get that at all.
No. And that's a good way to put it. There's a lot that they said that I flat out did not get.
Yeah, I didn't get. Or something they said that I got that I just like, well, I was just kind of dumb. Green Book, Vice, Bohemian Rhapsody, all movies I've been raving about, especially Bohemian Rhapsody, did really well. Stars Born sort of took the pipe. Christian Bale's an idiot. I don't like him at all. Never have liked Christian Bale.
No.
You remember when he was doing Batman? They had to suspend production for 2 weeks because he threw things at the caterer and didn't have the right kind of lobster dip for his lobster.
You know what, though? In his defense, every once in a while, this happened in the green room here at 590. Remember that? You guys remember that day they brought in that bad lobster dip?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And we threw a fit.
Yeah.
So I can't. So I got to give him a pass on that one.
So you might have heard that last week, Brian Dunkelman, who used to host for 1 year American Idol with Ryan Seacrest, but said the show was going to flop, so he pulled out of the show. He's now an Uber driver.
Oh, great.
Really?
Wow. Go ahead.
I'm guessing he can't even watch American Idol. It's just too painful.
I would think so. But here's the really strange one. Is it true? I hear Al Cowlings is also an Uber driver in Los Angeles.
Who's
that?
Wow.
He's the guy that drove OJ around.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, if he had a white Bronco, imagine you picked up by Al Cowlings in an Uber.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
And I think he should do it in a white Bronco and just always go real slow.
I always,
I take advantage. Bizarre.
I have experience just in driving people around.
He does. Just making sure we're on the same page. Have you seen that Geico TV commercial that promotes all the really funny Geico commercials that they've done over the past day, going back to the caveman commercials? And if you want a copy of all of these, send your name and you'll get a video of all the commercials. Have you seen that commercial about the commercials?
No,
I have not.
Well, they just started running them, but a reality check, it's all a gag. There's no videos. I mean, if you look at the fine print, it says you must get your request in by November 2018. There's nothing to it. But thousands and thousands of people are sending in expecting to get a video back.
Oh,
well, you know what I say about those people? They're idiots.
Either idiots or it's a stroke of genius to get people to spend more time associating with them.
Or people will
get mad. I think it's a little bit of both.
So if you ever get an invitation to a dinner party at Heidi Klum's place, you got to jump at it. Heidi Klum. Okay.
Well,
Heidi is by far the best celebrity cook in Hollywood, 4-star chef, and she doesn't look too bad in a cocktail dress either.
You know, every time I see her, it's funny because that's what I've always thought. I thought, man, I bet she can cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true. I remember when I was a teenager, well, I was a little older than that, and I was watching Pamela Anderson. And then Baywatch. I said, boy, I bet they are real. I bet she is really smart. That's the first thing I thought. See, there you go. This week happened 25, 26 years ago. My grandmother Nina passed away. She was in her late 90s. So this week, every day, I'm going to give you one of Nina's quotes that I remember from years ago. Today, I remember Nina one time saying, quote,
Mac, listen, my 60th year kindergarten reunion is coming up, and I'm worried about the 150 pounds that I've gained.
Well, Nina, you were only 5 years old, so.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love your imitation of her.
Yeah. We like her. We've never met her. We like her through your impression.
She was great. I told you when she went to work for McDonald's, they fired her after one day.
Because?
Well, she was in her 90s, and they put her at the window, and there was a manager right there, and they gave her all the training, spent a whole day training and watching. First person, this is according to the manager. First time they, it's not your turn, manager's there. Guy pulls up, and he ordered chicken McNuggets, order of fries, and a Coke. And Nina goes, but bell rings, the guy rolls up to the ordering window at the drive-thru, and Nina goes, now, what do you want?
They hired her.
I like some chicken McNuggets, order fries, and a Coke.
And you see, chicken nuts. Wait a second. Hold on a minute. Chicken nuts.
Manager says, no, chicken McNuggets. We got it, sir. Yeah. Nina says, what else do you want? And the guy says, fries.
Fries? What? Fries.
No, French fries.
This is McDonald's. We do not serve French food.
She was fired after that.
At least they gave her a shot. You know.
They gave her a shot. Does anybody care about the football game tonight?
I don't.
There's a football game tonight?
It's the NCAA National Championship game. Alabama versus... Clemson.
That's right.
The same like for the last two or three years. Who cares?
Yeah.
They couldn't even sell this thing out. The national championship game is the Super Bowl of college football. Yeah. They can't even sell it out.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
And finally.
25 seconds.
Who has the most expensive house? Gwyneth Paltrow, Miley Cyrus, Reese Witherspoon, Rihanna.
I'm going to go with Rihanna.
I was going to go Rihanna.
I will go Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus has a Hollywood Hills home. It's $3.9 million. Reese Witherspoon lives in Ojai, 4 acres, 8 buildings on the property, $7.8 million. Gwyneth Paltrow lives in Brentwood, down the street from OJ, $11 million. But Rihanna's Pacific Palisades pad overlooking the ocean, $12 million. Rihanna.
You guys got it.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Huh? Go ahead. We're late. Okay. See, now we're late. The deal is you want to talk and be finished before Randy Newman sings You've Got a Friend in Me. But because of Mike Evans, given plenty of warning, 40 seconds out, now we're late. I have to talk over the singing, but that's okay because it gives me a chance to thank you for being with us. Please be with us tomorrow, making his first appearance in 3 weeks, Dan Buffa, in the 4 o'clock hour to talk movies and TV shows. So we'll be here. We hope you'll be here. Please thank a police officer or firefighter, okay? Every chance you get... they'll appreciate it. You'll feel good about it. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree? And get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Goodbye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump may declare a national emergency over the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Pence told reporters today that the White House Counsel's Office is looking into the legality of the option. The president will visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin talked about the need for a border wall.
This is about combating MS-13, the heroin opioid abuse epidemic, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, human trafficking. The president's ask is multifaceted.
The IRS will still dole out tax refunds amid the partial government shutdown. Today is day 17 of the shutdown, which has left hundreds of thousands of federal workers without pay. The IRS typically doesn't distribute refunds until after a government shutdown ends. Amazon is rising above Microsoft as the most valuable publicly traded company. At the end of today's trading session, Amazon had a value of about 700 and